Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Yud Beis, and we are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis towards the bottom, as we are in the middle of the discussion of Holchin Acha Harov. The Gemara is looking for a source, or how do we know that one goes after the Rov, one follows the Rov? So we had 9 different sources trying to prove that one follows the Rov. Tosas pointed out at the beginning of yesterday's daf, even though we already know Chazaka, we still need a source for Rov. Even though we say Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif, because that principle might only apply once we know the principle of Rov. Once you know Rov, so then you could say Ruba v'Chazaka, Ruba Adif. Maybe because Rov and Chazaka work differently, as we said yesterday from some of the Achronim, Birur versus Hachra. But after that, we tried to prove from a couple of general sources, and then we tried to prove from specific mitzvos like Egla Arufa and Parah Aduma and Sir HaMishtaleach and Hakas Aviv Imo, Ritzichas Nefesh, Edom Zomamin, and now we are up to number 10, Rav Ashi Amar, about 10 lines from the bottom on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Rav Ashi Amar, Asya Mishchita Atzma. Why don't we learn it from Shchita itself, the halacha of Shchita, the Amar Achmana, Shchot V'Acho. The Torah tells us to shecht and then to eat. V'lecha Shema B'makam Nekav Kashachet. Why aren't we worried that the Shchita itself shechted the animal, and in the spot that the Shchita was done, there had been a Nekev, there had been some type of Trefa, and that you'll never know. You'll never know, we will never know, that it had a Trefa, and we're still allowed to eat from it. El Allah, Mishum Damrina Zilbas Aruba. It must be that we follow the Rove, and Rove animals do not have a Trefa right there, and therefore, we're allowed to eat from Shchita. Amar Rav Ashi, Amrita L'Shmaitza, Kamidra of Kahana. Rav Ashi says, who gave this answer, I said this approach in front of Rav Kahana, the Amrila Rav Kahana Kamidra of Simi, or others say that Rav Kahana said in front of Rav Simi, the Amar Lay, and Rav Simi said, or whoever was talked to, the Dilma, Hecha de Efshar Efshar, Hecha de Lo Efshar Lo Efshar. Maybe this proof that you're bringing me for Rove only works in a case where there's no other way. There's no other way to be Mavarar, so that's what the Torah says. You can rely on a Rove. But in a case where one would be able to be Mavarer, so maybe you would not rely on Rov. D'ilo temahachi, because if you don't say this, that is only a case of Hecha de'efshar efshar, l'Rabbi Meir de'chayesh l'miyuta. What about according to Rabbi Meir, who says that you're always choshesh l'miyut, hachanami d'lo'achal bisra. You're going to tell me that Rabbi Meir never ate meat? He never ate fleshes, because in this case, so we're saying this is the source for Rove, so a mayor would reject it, so he never ate meat? That can't be. And if you want to say yes, maybe your mayor's vegetarian. So there are certain times that he cannot pass up the meat, because it's a mitzvah daraisa. Karmat Pesach and Achilas Kachim, what are you going to tell me there? So you have to say that a mayor allows it there. Ela hecha de efshar efshar, hecha de lo efshar lo efshar. It must be that a mayor says, where it's impossible and I have to rely on the Rove, I would rely on it. It's only, he's choshesh lamiyat, only when one is, it's possible to be choshesh lamiyat. So achanami, hecha de, meaning if the Torah tells you to do something and there's no way to, check, and you would never be able to do the mitzvah unless you are relying on the Rove, so a mayor would agree to that. So achanami, hecha de efshar efshar, hecha de lo efshar lo efshar. So too, in our case, maybe we would limit our discussion. If you look in, limit the source to only cases of Hecha, the low Efshar, that's where you would rely on the Rove. If you look in Rashi and the Rush right here, Rashi, again, this is another example, as we mentioned, of Rashi Paskening. Rashi Paskening in Maseches Chulin. Rashi here says, we reject all the sources that we've quoted. Why? So the Rush just adds in one more line to make it more explicit. They assume that this last question of Hecha de Efshar Efshar is on all the sources. It's not just a question on the last source, it's a question on all the sources, that maybe all these sources are good sources for Rove, but maybe only where Hecha de Efshar, where you don't have a choice, you don't have a Brera, that's where you have to rely on the Rove. Where do we have a source that even where one can figure it out, one doesn't have to, because you can rely on the Rove? That's what Rashi says in the first skinny line, Ela Vadai, Halacha L'moshe Misinaihu, this Avchidin Aruba. It must be that all the sources are not enough, and therefore you have to rely on Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Afilu Hecha De'efshar, number one, Inami, or, Rashi gives us Svara, Acharei Rabim Lahatos, Mashma Bein Ruba De'isa Kaman, Bein Ruba De'lesa Kaman. Maybe, and Rashi, you have to know what the Havamina was and what the Maskana is. Yesterday we suggested that there might be differences in Lumdus between Ruba De'isa Kaman and Ruba De'lesa Kaman. So now Rashi says, maybe La Maskana we reject that Lumdus. And once you have the source for Rove, so then you would say, it's across the board, to Maishta Haimehai, maybe Acharei Rav Lahatos, even though it's by Aruba de Isa Kaman, which is Sanhedrin, maybe you would apply it across the board. Because why should there be a difference? I mean, why should there be a difference? Yesterday the Gemara said there should be a difference. This is obviously a change in thought between what the Gemara felt at the beginning and according to Rashi, what the Gemara feels, Labaskana. V'yaha milsa samchinan v'lo batkinan kol yudches trefus unukuvas arei. And Rashi says, that's why we don't check for all the yudches trefus mishun deshchiach be'ereyasa batkinan v'yechad esrami difrish arei v'lo badak mischala samchinan v'chulu. Rashi says that we rely on the Rov in most cases. That is Rashi, and that is the Rush right here, who also says that in the end of the Maskana here. Okay, number one. Number two, a couple of other points on this top line. Pesach and Kachim, we know Kerbet Pesach and Kachim are both mitzvahs asei daraisa, two separate mitzvahs, Pesach, Achilas, Kerbet Pesach, and Kachim. Kachim we discussed in the mitzvah shir, Kachim being the Rambam and the Chinuch both say that there is a two-tiered mitzvah. There's the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim Kachim, which is the ideal, that's the ultimate form of the mitzvah, and then the Rambam adds in, you know what, and Kachikalam is also a mitzvah asay. But it's clearly in the Rambam a separate level within the mitzvah. But Achilas Kachim is a mitzvah, that's why the question was asked on Rabbi Meir. If you remember, we quoted from the Achronim, from the Beis Halevi, that even though the Gemara mentions that both here, maybe this is even a hint to it, Pesach HaKachim, Pesach is an example of Kachim. So why don't you just say Kachim Eikel HaMeimar? So maybe it's alluding to what the Beis Halevi had said, that maybe there's a difference in how we view the mitzvah of Pesach and Kachim. The Beis Halevi suggested, based on earlier Achronim, and that is, maybe by other Kachim, the mitzvah is that the carbon should be eaten. It's more focused on the Chefsa. And therefore, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Lametes suggests that even a Chatzi Shir is good enough. Gemara says that the Kohanim didn't, at least at certain times of history, decided not to eat from the Kachim. They pulled back their hands from the Lechem Apanim, because, you know, there wasn't a Bracha Be'isa anymore after the death of Shimon HaTzadik. So the Chassam Sofer there says, oh, could you see from here that Achilas Kachim is not a mitzvah? They didn't take part in it. So says the Chassam Sofer, says the Beis Halevi, no, maybe there's a difference between Achilas Kachim, where the mitzvah on the Mishmaras of the Kohanim is not to eat each of them to eat, but it's a mitzvah for it to be eaten, to make sure it's eaten. And as long as I make sure it's eaten, that's okay. Masha'eki, when it comes to Karban Pesach, then clearly the mitzvah is Achilas Gavra, that each person has to eat a kizayis. Right? The difference, a difference in how we view the mitzvah. Another afkamina, the Beis Halevi says, maybe, shalo kederach achilaso. What if I eat it in an unusual way? Right? If you say the mitzvah is just to make sure it's eaten, so maybe it's good enough. The focus isn't a maisa achila, it's shiyehe ne'echal. And therefore, even shalo kederach achilaso. Vashayki, kever pesach, where the mitzvah is just like matzah, you have to eat it, right, in a proper way. I'm a chiyav on the gavra, so then one would have to eat it in the normal way. Or what about mitzvah shrichas kavana? Beis Halevi also says, maybe you'd say, if the mitzvah is just to make sure it's eaten, maybe you don't have to have such kavana. It's a result-oriented mitzvah, and therefore, one wouldn't have to have the proper kavana. I mean, l'chadchila, always have to have kavana. Masha'eke, when it comes to a mitzvah, v'chilas gavra, so then maybe we would say one needs the kavana. Okay, a couple of points on that. One final point related to the Gemara before the two dots. The Melo Haroim, right here, one of the Achronim in the back of the Gemara, says maybe this Gemara is a hint to the Taz. Which Taz? It's been a while since we mentioned this Taz, but we just got a new Shulchan Aruch here at Kiev Keli yesterday, so I'll quote from the Taz, break it in, and that is on the first line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, what about Pesach and Kachim? How could you say that we wouldn't rely? Remeir has to hold that's mutter. What does that mean? So the Taz, if you remember, we mentioned this many times, in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, and in Yoredei, and in Kuf Yud Zayin, the Taz says, asked on the Shulchan Aruch of Yantav Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, Ein Token B'Shofar. Shulchan Aruch says, that Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, we don't blow Shofar. Fine, we all know the halacha. The Taz asked, the Baam Kasha, but we know, forget the fact that you're not allowed to blow Shofar on Shabbos because Shema Yisak, Shema Yavirana Dala Amas, but don't we have a gzera on every Shabbos and Yontif of you're not allowed to play a musical instrument or anything that makes a sound? Shem Yisach and Klei Shir, you can't even use a knocker on a door, anything that makes noise. So why don't we say that you should never be able to blow shofar, even when Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week, because Shem Yisach and Klei Shir, that's the Taz's bomb kasha that you know there's an answer to, but that's his question. He goes for the Mizrahi. Viksha Mizrahi, but the Taz gets the credit, not the Mizrahi. Viksha Mizrahi, Biyotav Nami Nigzar Shem Yisak and Kleshir, the Herach Bazeo Basof Latiritz Klum. So Mizrahi didn't give an answer. What's the Taz's answer? This is an oft quoted Taz. Ulaniyaz Daiti. Tekala shofar lo nitan lashir el tkuei shel mitzvah. Alken lo gazru kein. Okay, first the answer is that this isn't klei shir. This is klei mitzvah. V'o nirali l'taretz, de'ein lohem ligzer v'lakra l'gamrei, dvar Torah shetzivsel tko b'yom zeh. It's impossible for Chazal to do this. Once the Torah says something is explicitly mutter, Chazal do not have the power to say it is usser. They don't have that power. Bish, lama, bish, Shabbos. Fine, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, they can make a gzeira that you're not allowed to blow shofar. Lo misaka legamri. That's not a total uprooting. Kivan, she below Shabbos token, biyantif. Because, so you're not going to blow today, you'll blow tomorrow. You'll blow next year. They're not totally uprooting what it says in the Torah, blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But if Chazal would come and say, you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, so then that would be an Akira's Dover Legamre from something that the Torah says is mutter, and therefore, well, Chazal don't have the authority to do such a thing. And that's why also he says, there's a question that the Rishonim asked at the beginning of Rabbeleza de Mila, why don't we say that you should say, you're not allowed to do Mila on Shabbos? When it falls out on the eighth day, Gzira, Shemayavi, Renu, Hasakin, Dalanamas. You might come to carry the knife, Dalanamas. Rishonim asked, what about carrying the baby? But, Shemayav, right? So why don't you say, you can't do meal on Shabbos, right? When it falls out, Shemayavi, Renu. Right? Why is a knife different than the others? So Tosfos says a Megillah, maybe there's a difference because a meal is only done by experts. Anyway, so there's no chash that you're gonna go because you're not gonna do it. Right, that's where the Gemara starts off by the Gzeira Derabbas each time. It doesn't just say Shemi Yavi Renu. It says Hakol Bekiyin, Hakol Chayavin, V'ein Hakol Bekiyin. So that first line is Hakol Chayavin, Hakol Bekiyin. By Mila, Hakol Chayavin. That's not true. Only very few people are Chayavin in Mila each day, and V'ein Hakol Bekiyin. But they're not going to go ask. Okay, so that's Tosfos' answer. But Taz says the answer is because the extra pasuk in the beginning of Parshat Tazria, Uvayom Hashmini, Yimal Basar Alaso, is a totally extra pasuk. It Chazal darshan that to teach me Uvayom Hashmini Afilu B'Shabbos. Right? That says, it's as if it says explicitly in the Torah, do Mila on the eighth day. So if Chazal come and say you can't do Mila on the eighth day when it falls on a Shabbos, so then that would be a total Akira, and that would not be allowed. That is the Taz. Lofi Masha Kasafti Nicha Da Torah Ribsa Beferish Uviyom Hashmini Afilu B'Shabbos Lo Ratzu Lakra Divrei Torah Beferish Mishuk Zera V'Chayozeh B'Zeh Kasafti B'Yaradeya Simin Kuf Yud Zayin. So that is the Taz. So one second. So the Melora Rome says this Gemara sounds like the Taz. Why? Because what does the Gemara say? Pesach V'Kasha Ma'igel Ameimar. What do you mean? Maybe Chazal Rameir would say that. So you can't eat by Pesach and Kachim. He would answer it. Yes, he can answer it. The Torah says in Beferish that it's a mitzvah. And if the Torah says in Beferish that it's a mitzvah, Chazal can't come along and say it is not. Okay, so he says this Gemara is an allusion to the Taz. Yeah.
What was the Taz doing going back to the case of shofar? The Gemara says in Sasek with Shir, discusses Yad Savoya, so how can he claim that shofar is not something that's used?
So the Gemara would say, so in that case of Misasik Lashir, the Gemara says possibly they're not Yotze because that's not the Taz, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is if you, what, his first answer?
The first answer is,
so it's an instrument that's not used for music, it's used for mitzvah. And therefore it was never included in the Gzeira. So you would say it's a different category. It was never included in the Gzeira, so therefore that's why it's not included. But the Misasik Lashir has to do with how you do the Misa. That's why it's different. That's not a question of you could use a shofar. You could use a shofar for your musical instrument, but that's not how it's designated. So the Taz, that answer just says, you might not be Yotze because you didn't do the actual act. Anytime you do an act without, you know, realizing you're doing the act, we'll talk about a little later, as Rabbi Amad Beis, in terms of Shechita, in a Misasik way. So that also might not be called the Misa. And that's separately from the, from how you define the item. Okay. Two dots. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. So Rabbi Nachman says in the name of Rav, Ra Echad Sheshachad, back to after a day and a half of Chazaka and Rov, now we're back to specific cases of Shechita. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Ra Echad Sheshachad, if I see somebody Shecht, I watch somebody Shecht start to finish. Imra Ahu Mitchila Adsof, if I see the person Shecht from start to finish, so then Mutu Lecha B'Shechitaso, then you're allowed to eat from a Shechita. V'im Lav, Asa Lecha B'Shechitaso, and if not, not. So you have to see the person from the beginning to the end. So who are we talking about? So hechidami, what exactly is the case? If we're talking about, let me just add in a few words. If we're talking about a guy, it still doesn't work. Because we're going to learn shechidas akum is an avela. If it's charishat v'katan, I already know that from the first Mishnah. So who are we talking about here? What's the case? If I know that the person is a learned fellow who's shechting, salam aliro, what do I have to know about it? I know he's learned. And as we'll get back to soon, but I know, so what do I have to see it for? And if I know that he does not know Hilcha Shechita, the Pshita, then obviously you have to see it from start to finish, or else you can't trust him. So what's the Chiddush of Rav Nachman Amar Rav? The Ella to Lo Yadi Gabri Lo Gamir. What? So the case is that you don't know. He's a mystery man. You don't know if he's an expert or not. So then why don't we apply the principle as we had earlier on Daf Gimel? Lema Rove Mitzuyin Es Shechita Mumchenein. Why don't we put into play the Rove? That Rove people that are involved in Shechita are Mumchen. Milo Tanya. Didn't we learn that this principle applies in the following case? If I find a shechted chicken in the shuk, or I told my shliach to go shecht, and then I found it shechted, and I don't know if he did it or not, I assume that it was shechted. Alma amrinan, I don't know who did it. Maybe my shliach did it, maybe somebody else did it. But you're allowed to say, Rov Mitzuyin Es Shechita Mumchenein. You're allowed to say there that if you find it shechta, you can assume somebody who knew shechita did it. Sachanami. And you don't have to be worried about shehiya and the other psulim that one can't see the difference after it shechted. Sachanami. Lema rov. So why don't we apply the principle of rov? So what's the whole shiloh of Rachel about rav? If it's a case where you don't know, why don't we apply the rov? So answers the Gemara. La olam di yada de lo gamir. Maybe the case is that you know that he does not know. I said, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? You ready? Of course you have to see him. Ukegon de shachat kaman chad simin shapir. And he shechted one entire simin. Right? We know the first mission of the next parak says you have to shecht rov shnei simanim. You saw him, you know he doesn't know the halachas, but you saw he shechted one simin. So you might have thought, hey, if he shechted one simin properly, then even if I don't see the other one, if he did this one properly, he did that one properly. Mao de tema mi dahai shapir hachna mi shapir. If he did one properly, so he must have done the other one properly as well. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush of Rav Nachman Amar Rav. Right, that is hai isra muye isra milay. It must be, it was a good try and it worked for him. But that doesn't mean that he's going to do it properly in the future. Idach shemeshach shemedaras. That's the chiddush of Rav Nachman Amar Rav, a case where a person does not know Hilcha Shechita. He got lucky once, or he did it once. We assume that it was luck. We assume that it was not that he had such a skill, and therefore you cannot trust him on the second one unless you see it. Unless you see it. 2 points here. The Ramban right here says that if you did not see him shecht even one, then for sure you would have to see the other one. That's not even a chiddush. If you didn't see it, it's only if you see him shecht one, full one, so then that's the chiddush. The Rabban says, Shem lo shachat lefaneinu afilu simen echad, pashit shlo somchen alav. For sure you don't rely on him. Afilu mamar eich shachat. Even if he says, explains how he shechted, and even if he would say that, just like I shechted this one, I shechted the other one. What if he says that? You're still not allowed to trust him because he doesn't know the halacha. Rav Nachman says, "Afilu b'shachal lefaneinu simen echad yafed." He says, "Kedosh shachat simen rishon shachat simen sheni shchitaso psula." Fine. What happens? Ask the Rashba in Shuva. Rashba asks in Chelik Aleph Simen Tav Mem Beis. The Rashba asks, "Im shachat misheino baki simen rishon v'chati misimen sheni." What if he did one and a half? You have to do a rove of two. What if he did one and a half and then you left? Im tolin shegamis achatzi asimen asheni shachad yafeh. Could you rely on him then? He did even more. Because, it says the Rashba, maybe if you say that you're not allowed to trust him, even by one and a half, then why didn't the Gemara say that case? That's an even bigger chiddush. Not only if he did one, but even if he did one and a half, you're not allowed to shecht him. You're not allowed to trust his shechita. So, ask the Rashba, Shemilasha Rav Nachman, Shamam Ra'o, Mitchila Vatsof Mashma, Shalot Tolim Sheshachar Zachati Yasem Rashani Yafeh. Sounds like you wouldn't trust him, but the question is, why didn't the Gemara then say that as a Chiddush, that even if you see him shecht one and a half? So the Rashba says, Maybe you would not trust him. I said, why didn't the Gemara say that case as the Chiddush? So Rabbi Nachman Chiddush le'inyan shchitas behema. Sha'afilu shachat simenecha lefaneinu shchitaso asura. Sha'afilu matzinu le'inyan of. Shesimen echad hu shir shchita. V'kan shachat simen echad yafa. Mikol macham shchitaso asura. Why does it pick one? You're right. Even one and a half would not be trusted. But the Rashba says, maybe it says one to emphasize that even though the act that he did is a consequential act in other contexts, meaning by shchitas of, all you need is one simen, so maybe that's the chiddush of the Gemara. Even one and a half wouldn't be allowed. It just says one to teach me that even though one is good enough in other areas, like by of, it's still not going to be good enough here. So you can't say that he did a significant act and we would trust it enough for the other simen. But one and a half also would not be trusted. You have to see the entire shchita mitchila v'atzof, as the language of Rav Nachman suggests. Okay, Rashi here. We mentioned this Rashi back at Daf Gimel when we mentioned Rov Mitzvah Shechita Mumchen Hein. Rashi says Sheim Lo Haya Mumcha Lo Haya Shochet. If he wouldn't be an expert, he wouldn't be involved in this. And that's how we say by Mila. We quoted then the Sharm Sena Balacha on Daf Gimel, who quoted a number of other contexts where we see Rov people doing this act. We are allowed to assume are experts in this act. Okay, let's continue. Boy, Mene Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, Mene Rav Nachman. Rav Dimi Bar Yosef asks Rav Nachman as follows. Ha'omer l'shlucho, say v'shachot v'halachu batza shachot mahu. If somebody says to their shliach, please go shacht for me, and that they find it shachted. So what is the case? We just had this case earlier. But now we ask it as a question. Rav Dimi asks from Rav Nachman, so amar loch, eskaso shachot, you're allowed to assume it shachted. You don't know who did it, but you're allowed to assume that it was shachted. Or similarly, similar case, with a different halacha, ha'omer l'shlucho, tsei v'terom v'halachu batzatarim. I tell a shliach, go please and take truma off of my field. I go and I see that those items were taken off my field. My, amalei, ein cheskaso tarim. I'm not allowed to assume that the proper truma was taken off. Maybe somebody stole my produce. Whatever the case may be, you're not allowed to assume. By shchita, you're allowed to assume cheskaso shachut, but ein cheskaso tarum. So man of shach, ask the Gemara, what's the difference? Obvious question. I chazaka shliach otzer shlichuso. If there's a chazaka that a shliach does what he's supposed to do, so then afilu trumanami. That even by truma, we would say he did what he was supposed to do, and cheskaso tarum. I ve'i ein chazaka shliach otzer shlichuso. And if that chazaka is not a strong chazaka, afilu shchita namilo. That even by shchita, it should not be cheskaso shachet. So what is it? How can you say cheskaso by one and not by the other? So Amar Lei, Rav Nachman answers him, l'chitechol Allah kura de milcha. When you eat a kur of salt, when you eat a kur of salt, that's what I'll tell you the answer. What does that mean? What does that mean when you eat a full kur of salt? Rashi says, he's just telling him a joke. Rashi says, kishatimdor li, not eat, he Rashi says it means measure. Kishatimdor li kursham melach b'schar sh'omer lecha. When you measure me out a kur of salt, I'll tell you. You gotta earn it. But it's like more like a joke. There is a Gemara in Mesechus Baba Kama, I think it's Daf Chaf or so, Daf Yutes, Daf Chaf, where the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim asked the other one a question. The other one says, you know, when you wrap up a handkerchief for me, when you help me with a certain piece of clothing to put on. Meaning that, and the Maris Chayes there says, maybe he was just trying to create a shimush, a service of a student to a Talmud, and in that way create the Talmud-Rebbe relationship, so in that way then he could express properly the Torah that he's giving over. Rashi does not say that here. Rashi says, it just means a milsad b'dichusa. Yeah, when you measure me out, when you bring me the salt shaker. That's what he's saying. What does that mean? So we'll get to a word on that in a minute. Let's just finish the line. So lo olam. So really, Rav Nachman says ein chazaka shliach otzer shlichuso. Really, we say there is no chazaka, and therefore ein cheskaso tarum. What about shchita? V'shchita inami doma ina shachrina shama va'azel shachat. So what is it? By shchita, you want to say maybe somebody else shachted it? Maybe the shliach didn't do it. But so what? You still see it shechted, and you have the principle of Rov Mitzuyin Eitz HaShchita Mumchen Hein. So by Shchita, even if the Shliach didn't do it, you see the Mitzias right now, so you're allowed to apply the Rov. Truma, Dilma Inna Shachrina Shama, what happens? By Truma, if somebody else overheard, V'azal V'taram, Havili Tarim Shalom Idas. So then, it's Truma, Shalom Idas, V'tar Shalom Idas, Ein Truma Asa Truma. And if you have truma shlomi das, so then if somebody takes off truma for me without my knowledge, it does not work because that's taking something from me, term shlomi das, and therefore it's not going to work. Right? So this is the principle of chazaka. And what does the Gemara say? Ein chazaka shteichos shlichuso in this context, but shchita is different. What are we paskin? What do we paskin in this case? So Rov Rishonim, the Rashba says it here, but all over Shas, whenever the sugi comes up, the Rishonim are mechalik between Didim de Araisa and Didim de Rabbanan. We paskin chazaka shliach osa shlichuso by de Rabbanans, even lakula, but by Didim de Araisa, we're always machmir. If it's a chumra to say ein chazaka, which most of the time it is, so then we say ein chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. If it's a chumra to say it, then we say it. That's what the Rashba says here. Klomar, bida oraisa kigon shchita v'tikun tivalim ulekula. Avo bida rabbanon afil lekula. I'm reading cheskas shliach ozer shlichuso kigon homer l'shluchot seva arevli. Make me an erev, which is a derabbanon. Chazaka shliach ozer shlichuso v'somech alav. For Rav Nachman ude islay hakan be'erevin beberakap bekerik mechoma arvin. Ubida oraisa nami lekula lo amrinan lechumra amrinan. By oraisa you only say it lechumra. And he quotes, where do you see Yisrael L'chumra? Here's a fascinating case from the Gemara elsewhere in Maseches Nazir Daf Yud Aleph, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'omer L'shluchot, say v'kadish l'isha u'meis shliach. If somebody says to a shliach, go marry a woman for me. Right, it's a pretty dangerous statement after knowing the halach of this Gemara. Right, with the person, instead of just saying, go marry Sarah for me, go marry Rivka for me, he says, go marry a woman for me, and then the shliach dies. What's the halacha? The Gemara says in Nazir, Asur b'chol hanashim sheba olam. The person, the mishalech, is asur to marry anyone in the world. Why? Because anyone in the world might be a sister of the person that the shliach was mekadesh. Cheska shliach ozer shlichuso. Klomar, bein b'daraisa bein d'rabbanan. The Gemara says there, right, you say a lechumra. So he can't marry anybody. Aye, toast their ass. What about if a person doesn't have any sisters? Maybe they had a sister. So lemaisa chazaka shliach ozer shlichuso lechumra. Therefore, that person can't get married. Not a good idea to have a shliach go marry somebody without giving them specific instructions as to who. We mentioned this, for those who listen, in the Haggadah Shir this year. We're in the Haggadah Shir. We mentioned a charifus from one of the achronim that said, we say in the Haggadah, bikish lovan lakaras akol. Right, Lavan was terrible, and Paro was only on the Zacharim, and Lavan was worse. So all the Haggadahs asked, what was so bad about Lavan? Where do we see that Lavan was Bavakish Lakar Zakol? We saw he was a trickster. We see he ripped Yaakov off so many times. But where do we see that he was Bikish Lakar Zakol? So one of the Haggadahs we mentioned that Chazal tell us that what happened? What did Lavan do? He put poison in front of Eliezer. He was trying to poison Eliezer. And what happened? The Malach came and switched the cups between Besuel and Eliezer, and that way saved the day. Why did he want to poison Eliezer? Eliezer was the shliach of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu told Eliezer, go find a wife for my son, without giving specific instructions. If he would have died, so Lava knew. If a person makes homer l'shluch l'tzeva kadishli, he would have been asa b'chol nashem sheba olam. Yitzchak would not have been allowed to marry anybody. That would be the end of the Jewish religion. Bikish love and lakar esakol. Right, that's how love was bavaka, based on the Gemara that the Rashba quotes right here of the Gemara Nazir Daf Yud Aleph. Right, also b'chol nashem sheba olam were machmer by didim to oraisa. Fascinating. I'm sorry. Do it yourself in this case if you don't know who you're gonna do. One other ha'ara, and that is Rav Sternbach writes in a tshuva. I don't have it here, but in tshuvas vanagas, Rav Sternbach writes maybe this principle of shliach osa shlichuso being machmer by daraisas is the reason and one of the reasons why the minhag came that when one sells their chametz with the rav and makes the rav their shliach to sell their chametz, they give some money to the rav. Why? So number one, it's a nice thing to give the Rav some money for Pesach. I'm assuming, especially in the olden days, this was, not even in the olden days. It's an ikar part of his parnasa. But number two, because we're machmir, to assume ein shliach ozer shlichuso by daraisas, and they were talking about daraisas, a sale to prevent chametz, so then the money is given to make the Rav into a poel, instead of just a shliach. And by poel, even if you say chazak a shliach, ein ozer shlichuso, but a poel is different. A poel vada does what he's supposed to do, and therefore, that's why the minhag developed to give the rav something in order to create him as a poel and not just as a shliach. Rav Sternbach writes that in Tshuvas Vahanagas. Okay, what else can we talk about for a minute before we move on? One other ha'ara we'll mention, and then if we have time, actually two. I wanted to mention that the thought on the lichitechol. So the Rav Nachman said, when you measure me out a core of salt. So Magalias Hashas comes up in the clutch again. Rav Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich says that the pole meod sha'amora eloki Rav Nachman yotzi mipiv hakadosh davar batel umistama ha'ilal Rav Nachman kavana amuka bazeh v'sichas chulot shel Talmid Chacham Zorach Lima. There must be something deeper going on here than just mentioning that, you know, you should measure me out some salt. So he says beautifully. Medrash says in Parshas Bereishis, "V'yaro lekim es kol asher asav v'nei tov ma'od." What did the Medrash say? Tov ze yetzer tov, ma'od ze yetzer hara. It's one of the Medrashim. It also says ma'od ze hamaves. It's another Medrash. But the Medrash says tov is yetzer tov, ma'od is ze yetzer hara. What does that mean? So he explains, "Al yedei shabar kadosh baruch hu is yetzer hara, habriya hi tov v'no abiyoser." HaKadosh Baruch Hu's adding the yetzer hara to the bria made the bria more perfect. In what way? Because now we have a challenge. The whole point of life is to have Bechira Chafshis and to overcome our taivas and our yetzer, and in that way, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not malachim. We're not meant to be malachim. Right? As this week's Parsha! This week's Parsha, Rashi quotes that the malachim are going to say that they're going to be looking to the inner circle, and Bnei Yisrael are going to be in the inner circle. I forgot the exact lush of the pasuk. Mayat Mapalkel. Right, and Rashi quotes there, the Malachim are going to ask us, because we're going to be closer in. So, L'tach L'zeh HaYibriya Sa'olam, Sheha'adam Yichboshes Yitzra HaRa V'yavadas Hashem. Right, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down upon us that we should be Kovish our Yitzer. That's the point of life. And we should have Simcha as we do that. And he says, Achein, but, and how do we, and so therefore we use our Yitzahara a little bit to then overcome it. But we need that little Yitzahara to make it worthwhile. And he says, Achein, kimo, shaharofe nosin la'adam ma'atzamu ura betocha refua. V'kosev alani yarshi yikach mizeh kach, just like a doctor gives medicine to a patient and says, take this amount, and if you take too much of it, that's dangerous, so to the Yitzatov and the Yitzahara. Too much Yitzahara, obviously, if we give it too much play and holding in our life, so then it's gonna Rachman Aslan kill us spiritually. So it's just like that medicine. If you take it in the right amount, then it's fine. But in too much, it's not gonna be good. Umasha Amru, Dilasa Lovo, Yivra Hashem, Ruachatumu, Molaris Das Hashem, and that which it says that in the future there's gonna be so much Das of Hashem that there's not gonna be any more Yitzahara, Eina Kavana Shaloya Klau Yitzahara. Doesn't mean that. It just means it'll be so much more obvious that the Yitzhahara is something that we have to overcome. Right? It's just that we have to use it only in a minimal way, and in that way that makes what our life worthwhile. We're gonna have more clarity of vision then. So he says it's just like salt. Salt, a little bit of salt makes it tasty. You put a little bit of salt, everybody likes salt. You put a little too much salt, all of a sudden it's disgusting. All of a sudden, like you say, our kids take the salt shaker, turn it over, and boom, forget it, they don't want to eat it. They wanted the salt, but they took too much. So salt is like the Yitzhahara. V'chein anurom b'melach, sh'hamelach mamtikas kol meichol, u'bilado yefshar l'skayim, aval amikachad melach yosir min aroi, yefshar l'hanas min amachol, kino necha, machos melach, it'll be disgusting. You won't be able to have it. He says, that's Rav Nachman's bracha. Rav Nachman says, l'chi techol. Techol doesn't only mean measure, like Rashi says, but l'chi techol alei kura de milcha. When you have destroyed, from the word kilayon, kur de milcha, when the kur of melech is destroyed, kur is the largest measurement that we have in Talmudic measurements. Right? Ka'askalov is the abbreviation. Ka'askalov is kur, eifa, sa'ah. Right? It goes through all of them. Ka'askalov. Ka'askalov is kur is the biggest. So Rav Nachman is trying to emphasize that you shouldn't give the Yitzhahara so much playing time. So that's what he says, when the kur is destroyed, meaning, he's basically saying, Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash. That's what he means. When the kur of the milcha, and the melech, like the Yitzhahara, that's the drash of the Rosh Hashanah Zalman Ehrenreich quoted here in the Margolius Hashas. Okay. This is all we could say. Maybe we'll move on a little bit, but the mitzvah of Afarshas Trumas Umaisris, which the Gemara just spoke about, is something that we've touched on many times, but let's go a little further, and then hopefully at the end, maybe really we will have time today to once every couple of months, I do fulfill that idea. If we have time at the end, we'll come back to it. So we'll see at the end if we have time to talk about Hafarshas Trumah a little more. But now let's continue. Says the Gemara. Lema, two-thirds of the way down. Lema rov mitzui yinezo shchita mumchin hein tanohi. Let's say this issue of rov mitzui yinezo shchita is really a machlokas tanoim. We've been assuming it, but maybe it's a machlokas to Tanya. Because the Tosefta says, Hare sha'avdu lo gidayav. If somebody lost their goats, v'tarnagolav, or their chickens, v'halachum asan shchuta, and then I'm looking for them, and I found them shechted. So can I assume that they're kosher? So, Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Rabbi Chanina Barosh, Rabbi Yossi Haglili Matir, Machlokas, whether you could eat these animals of yours that were shechted. Amar Rabbi, which by the way, Tosas points out that not only if you lost them, but even if it was stolen, which is a bigger chiddush, why? Because you might have said if they were stolen, says guy's a ganav. So do we say chashid ageneva, chashid anevela, or not? You know he was a ganav, so Tosas says you don't say that. Even if somebody would steal something, he wouldn't eat treif. Right? Interesting. He would, even if he's makbid about, if he's not makbid about adam lechaveiro, he might be makbid about adam lamakom. That's Tosas. Who had the nignavu? To mishum to chashid ageneva, lo chashid anevela. Ubet the sefta ketani behedya, the sefta says a beferish. Nignavu lo tanagol, sumatza. So it's somebody who has their hierarchy of values messed up, that he's ready to steal, even though he won't eat treif. Okay, so that's the machlokas. So Amar Rebbe, Nirin Dvarim Shal Rebbe Yehuda, Shem Matzon Ba'ashpa. I like Rebbe Yehuda's shita that it's usur if it's found in the garbage dump. Because then maybe we assume that somebody threw it out. V'divrei, because it wasn't shechted properly. V'divrei Rebbe Chanina Benosh Rebbe Yosei Glili Shem Matzon Ba'ayis. And I like the words of Rebbe Chanina when you find it in the house, in a house, because then you could assume that it was shechted properly. So my la b'akam ifli. So what's the machlokas about? The mar savar amrina rov mitzvah nezah shechida mumchen hein. And that's the reason laheter. Mar savar lo amrina rov mitzvah nezah shechida mumchen hein. One says no good. So isn't this the machlokas tanoim? So the Gemara answers no. Amr Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak lo dekule alma rov mitzvah nezah shechida mumchen hein. Really, maybe everybody agrees to that principle. We'd rather not say that anybody argues on that. So rov mitzvah nezah shechida ar mumchen. So why would somebody aser here? So ube bayis to kolam lo pligi to shari. And if you find the piece of meat, if you find your animal shechted in a house, that is for sure a mutter because of the rove. Be ashpa sheb beshuk to kolam lo pligi to aser. And if you find it in a public garbage dump, so then you can assume for sure it's aser because why would it be there? It must be that even though there's a rove, it was thrown out there. Ki pligi be ashpa sheb bayis. What if it's in the personal garbage? So mar savar adam asi ladon nevilaso ba'ashpa shebebayis. So one person says that if it turns out to be an avail, if I didn't check properly, they'll throw it out here. They don't worry that somebody's going to find it in their garbage in their house, so they'll throw it out here. That's why it's asur. Umar savar ein adam asi lahatan nevilaso ba'ashpa shebebayis. The person wouldn't do that. Person wouldn't do that, and therefore you could assume it was shechted properly. And for some reason, maybe it fell on the floor, some other reason why they threw it out, but it's not nevela. Chassam Sofer says here that we'd rather not say it's a machlokas and mitzius, what people do, and therefore you have to say that a certain percentage of people do this. And the question is, halachically, how do you treat that percentage? But it's not a machlokas and mitzius. Rove people don't do it. Some people do it. Is that miyud enough of a chashash that it would knock out the rove for you to assume that it is mutter? Okay, so that is the machlokas. So it's not a machlokas about rove mitzuyin. Period. Amar. So now let's talk about this machlokas a little more. Amar Rebbe, Nirin div Rebbe Yehuda shemitzan ba'ashpa. What did Rebbe say? I like Rebbe Yehuda shita if you found it in the garbage. You know, I think it should be aser. So my ashpa, what type of ashpa are we talking about? Well, we're going to talk about the two lines of Rebbe. Rebbe likes this one in the house and this one in the ashpa. So what type of ashpa are we talking about? Ilema ashpa shebeshuk. If we're talking about the public ashpa, that's where Rebbe says that I like Rebbe Yehuda. So I'm going to call the Amal Pligidasa. So what do you mean I like Rebbe Yehuda? Everybody agrees that's aser. El abshita ba'ashpa shebebayis. It must be that in that first line Rebbe is saying that I like Yeshita in the ashpa shebebayis case. That's the case that is a machlokas. And that's where I like Yeshita. Ema seifa, but if you look in the next line of Rebbe, what does Rebbe say? V'divrei Rebbe Chanina b'dosh Rebbe Yosi Aglili shemitzan ba'bayis. And I like the other shita when you find it in the house. So my bias. What does that mean? So ilema bias mamish. If you say it mamish means on the kitchen table, sahar b'tikul yamal b'pligi d'shari. So there also we said everybody agrees mutter in that case. So you wouldn't be saying nirin, I like his shita, because everybody agrees in that case. Elabshita ba'ashpa shebavayis. So it must be talking about the ashpa shebavayis. Kashi de Rebbe de Rebbe. So now we have a question. Because Rebbe says, I like this shita, I like that shita. But we say they're both talking about ashpa shebavayis. So how can he like two opposite shitas? So the Gemara answers, you're right. We misunderstood what Rebbe meant. Rebbe wasn't saying, I like this one and I like that one. Personally, he was saying, I think each one agrees to the other one. In these cases, hachi kama. This is what it means. Nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Chanina, b'nosh Rebbe Yosi Aglili, ba'ashpa shebeshuk. I think Rebbe Yehuda would agree to Rebbe Chanina in the Achran Shebeshuch, meaning everybody would agree, Yasser. Sha'af Rabbi Chanin ibn Osher Rabbi Yosei Aglili lo necha go'av el ba'ashra Shebebayis. He only argued Ashra Shebebayis, but in the Ashra Shebeshuch, everybody would agree that it is Usr. And the other way, that's what he means, it means Nirin. Nirin, I think they don't agree in these two cases. But the case that's not being discussed, Aval Ba'ashba Shebeshuk, Modile, he would agree in that case. Benirin Bechuldo, and it continues both ways. But Rebbe says, so Rebbe's not saying a question of Psak. He's not saying a statement. He's just saying, I think each one agrees in the opposite cases. In the case of the Ashba Shebeshuk, and in the case of the Bias, and the Machlokas is the case of Ashba Shebebias. That's the case of Machlokas, as the Gemara said earlier. Period. Okay, two dots. Back to the Mishnah. Right, the first time we'll comment on the Mishnah, 11th plot, Yud Beis and Beis. The Mishnah said that you're allowed to trust Hakol Shochtin, Ubakol Shochtin, if you remember way back on Daf Beis, first stuff that we had here together, Shchidas and Kshera, except for Cherishot of Akatan. Why? Shema Yekalkulu Eshchitasan. Right? Because maybe they're going to be makalkal their shrita. So Rashi already said there, why the language is used yikalkalu. The Gemara is going to ask that, and that's what the Gemara asks right here. Chutz mecherashat v'kata shem yikalkalu shrita son, shema kilkalu loktani. Why doesn't it say shema kilkalu? If they shechted, you can't trust it. They messed it up. Ela shema yikalkalu. Why is it future tense? Why does the Gemara say they messed up? Why does the Mishnah say maybe they will mess up? Amarava zosomeres ein mosrin lan chulin lachadchila. The chiddush is that even chulin, you can't give him lachadchila. You know, let's say the kid is very precocious; he's 10 years old, and you want him to shech, and he knows how to do it. Even lachadchila, and you're going to watch over him. You can't give it to him. That's what the lashon of us it means. They might mess up, and therefore one is not allowed to give it to him. If they did it, and gadol omer agaba, maybe it could be good, but unless you know otherwise, you cannot trust that. Period. Continuing. V'kula tishachtu v'acherim ro'u nasan shchidasan k'sheira. So everyone who shechted and acherim saw them, shchidasan k'sheira. So if you remember, this was a big discussion of the Beis and Beis Gimel Mon Aleph, right? A number of different ways to understand the last line of the Mishnah and how to put it all together. Right? Be'ez Hashem on Sunday, we get to the second Mishnah in Chulin. That's Hashochei B'Shabbos of Yom Kippurim. That's enough Yudal. But today we talk about the last line of this Mishnah. So what did the Gemara say? As long as they shechted and other people saw, Shechidas and Kshera. So Mantana, the Gemara there, just to remember, the Gemara there said that this last line must not only be talking about Cherishot V'Katan, because then it would have just said Im Shachtu. The Kula Sheshachtu seems to be including somebody else. That's what we went through the whole discussion of the Mumer L'Teyavon and Kusi and all the different suggestions what this last line of the Mishnah is including. But it at least is also including, like the Halach is true about Cherishot V'Katan. And that's what we're being Midaika now. So Man Tana Delo Bina Kavana L'Shchita. Who says you don't need Kavana for Shchita? Meaning, B'Dieva the Katan Keshecht. So who says that's okay, that you don't need kavana for shechita? Amar Rava, Rabbi Nassan he. It's Rabbi Nassan shechita. Why? Detani Oshia Zeira, Dimin Chavrei, where Oshia Zeira says, based on his friends, Zarak Sakal Nazav Kosel. Let's say I take a knife and I throw it at the wall. Remember, in those days, they didn't have drawers always like what we have. Maybe they had some, but a lot of times, where'd they keep their knives? In the wall. They kept the knives in the wall. Hilchas Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch talks about this. Or in a barrel. In some place where it could be out of danger. You stick it somewhere. So what happens if somebody throws the knife into the wall because they want to keep it there, let's say. And they're on one side of the room, and all of a sudden I didn't realize that my little chicken was walking on the other side of the room, and as I threw the knife, it shechted the chicken. Right? Zarek Sakal Nasa Bekosel. V'holcha v'shachta kedarka. And it worked. So is that a good shechita? So Rabbi Nasan Machshir. Rabbi Nasan says yes. That's a good shechita. I didn't have kavana l'shchot. So what? It's okay. So Rav Nassan must be the author of our Mishnah. V'chachamim poslim, and the chachamim pasal, and who tani love, who amala, halacha Rav Nassan. Not only is the Mishnah like Rav Nassan, but the halach is like Rav Nassan. Right? You assume that's a good shechita. Ay, v'ha ba'inan molechu mevi. Isn't shechita a back and forth motion? Molechu mevi. So therefore, here it just went. So it didn't go back and forth. So shahalcha uba kadarka. Maybe it did. Maybe it hit the wall and rebounded and went back and forth. Or Rashi says the Gemara could have also said that you don't have to go back and forth. If you have a very long knife and you go one way without being dores, chopping, but you're still slicing even in one direction, it could be that if you have a long enough knife, you only have to go in one direction. So the Gemara could have answered that too without having to go back and
back and forth. Period. Tosfos here discusses that the Gemara here assumes that a kohen cannot have kavana. A kohen cannot have kavana. That's what Gemara says. Who says that you don't need kavana l'shchita? Must be Rabbi Nasan. The problem is, though, that in Maseches Gittin, Tav Tosfos, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Nav Chav Beis, Tanan Akol Ksherim Luchtov as a get, Afilu Chersho de Vekatan, a kohen can even write a get. The Gemara says, I lav b'nei yedea ninhu. The Gemara answers, Gadol Omen al Gabav. Gadol Omen al Gabav by a katan, that's by a get. By a get, you need kavana. So it sounds like from that Gemara that a katan is a bar hachi for kavana. So how could our Gemara assume that a katan is a lav bar hachi for kavana? Masha Enkein, over there, right, our Gemara says that you need a gadol to make sure you did the proper act. But the Gemara assumes befavorish that he's a lav bar kavana. Well, by get, right, it sounds, if a kohen is allowed to write a get, so it must be a bar kavana. So v'yesh lomar, Tosa says, not a fundamental answer. He says, the question is the difference in the cases. The gadol omed al gabav over there is not just watching him, but is instructing him what to think. Mashenkin here is just watching him. So there's no fundamental difference, says Tosas, between get and shchita. V'yesh lomar, but gadol omed al gabav, hainu shemalamdeno som, masirono som, lasos l'shma, aval hacha chermono som ba'alma kamar. Right, that's Tosfos. There's no difference fundamentally. The question is, so here too, if a person would be telling him the proper kavana, then you wouldn't have a riot. But the ukimta is that you're not telling him anything. Then Tosfos discusses, what about chalitza? Could a katan do chalitza? So it's pretty clear from other gemaras that a katan cannot do chalitza. Cannot do chalitza. Right, yibam might be different because yibam doesn't need kavana. Right, the Perek Haval Yevimto in Yevamis, bein ones, bein shogig, bein mezid, bein ratzo, bein... As long as the act is done, but chalitza requires das, and a kohen can't do it. Tosfos discusses why should chalitza be any difference. So the Rashba gives an answer to that question. The Rashba says there's a big difference between chalitza and other cases. He quotes Rabbeinu Harav, which usually is Rabbeinu Yona, when the Rashba quotes him. Rabbeinu Harav zaltirates to call ef davar sheefsher laasoso al yidei shliach hava amida al gabav kavana saose midin shlichus. You know when Gadol Omer HaGabav works? When you could do it through a shliach. If you could do something through a shliach, then Gadol Omer HaGabav also works to imbue it with proper kavana. So therefore, get you could do through a shliach, and shchita you could do through a shliach. So that's why Gadol Omer HaGabav works in those cases. Because the kavana, right, we'll say why first. We'll just say first what he says. So by something that could be done through a shliach, so then Gadol Omer HaGabav works. Aval davar she'i efshar la'asos al yidei shliach, af amidas ben das al gabav, lo malav lo morita, b'makam shesor kavana. Then Gadol Omer HaGabav is not going to help. And therefore, chalitza she'i efshar la'asos al yidei shliach, you can't do chalitza yidei shliach, lo mahani amidas bezen al gabav, it's not going to help. Aval get she'efshar lidu ha'shliach l'ksivas ha'get, ulekavan ha'ksivas shmo u'shma, va'avzeg she'omen al-gabav k'shliach memuna lichtov al-chavim b'ksivaso. Fundamental answer, says the Rashba. But what's the svara for it? The Rashba says, shliach, you can do it for shliach, then Gadol Omer HaGabav also works for kavana. So maybe this has to do with defining the different type of process in halacha. It goes back to something that we mentioned various times in various contexts, and that is based on the Tosfos and Ksubas and Daf Ayin Dalet. Tosfos there explains the Gemara. The Gemara puts together the power to make a shliach and the power to make a tznai. The Gemara says, if you can make a shliach on something, you can also make a tznai. I can make a shliach to get married. Right, I can make you a shliach, go marry this woman for me. So, says the Gemara, also then, you can make a tznai. I will marry you on condition that it rains tomorrow. Right, so the shliach and tznai always go together. Tosfos there says, very important Tosfos, Ayin Dalet and Aleph Ksubas, Tosfos says, it's not one because of the other. They're both a function of something else. They're both a reflection of bilus, as Reb Chaim explains it. But I'll just read you the line of the Gemara, of Tosfos. Tehainu taima, ho v'hamaiso kolkach biyado, sheyocho l'kaima ayde shliach, svarahu, sheyehe kmochein biyado l'shavuye beitzana, aval chalitza she'ein biyado l'kaima ayde shliach, lo have biyado nami l'mirme beitzana. Says Tosfos, Reb Chaim explains this also, that there are certain halachic processes that are in a person's bilus. Right? They are in control of them. They don't just happen memela. Gittin, kiddushin, right? Mekachu memkar. All of those, you're a bilum on. So if you're a bilum on the process, you can make a shliach, and you can also make a tanai. Mashenke, something like chalitza, I'm not a bilum on the process. Once chalitza is done, then memela, the heter, kicks in, based on what the Torah says, not what I did. So that is why, says Tosas, you can't make a shliach and you can't make a tznai on chalitza. So that's what the Rashba is alluding to here also. The Rashba is saying that Gadol Omer al Gabav doesn't work by processes that you can't make a shliach or a tznai on. Why? Because those are Dvarim Dimimela. A person has to do an act, and Gadol Omer al Gabav doesn't work for that. Right, so that's, you could add this to the list of that Tosas, the Rashba's fundamental chiluk about whether Gadol Omer al Gabav could implant kavana in the act only by something where you're a bailam on the act. If you're a bailam on the act, then you could implant kavana. Mashiach, if you're not a bailam on the act, like chalitza, then you wouldn't be able to do it. Period. Okay, just one other hara, and then we'll have to stop. The Rashi here points out, we're going to get to it later on, even though Rav Nassim doesn't need kavana, but he needs maisa hagavra. Right, maisa hagavra, meaning, let's say the knife falls off of somebody's lap. They didn't realize it was on their lap, and it falls down and it shechs. That's not good. Because we need kolach gavra, even though we don't need full kavana for the act, right? That relates to netilas yadayim as well, right? Kolach gavra is needed. Here, you threw the knife, so you had kavana. It was kolach gavra, even though it wasn't kavana for the shrita. Okay, that's a limitation of Rav Nassim. I'll have to stop here at the two dots because that's a new sense. Bez Hashem, we will continue on Sunday with the not shritas laila. We'll miss that mishnah, but with shochet b'shabbos uba yom kippurim. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a good Shabbos, and we will pick up.